It's definitely disappointing. You know, we had multiple chances to win. It really been the game by 7 or more. Honestly, we, you know, get some. We execute a little bit better in a few spots, and you know, Jalen's big play doesn't get called back. You know, probably have some more points right there at the end, and you know, maybe be able to just kneel it out, but just didn't go that way.
Were you surprised that on second down that last series there, that you didn't throw the ball?
Not necessarily. I mean, there's kind of two trains of thought there. You know, the 35 is like a general line for kickers or whatever. I'm pretty sure that's Crosby's line is right around there. So, you know, putting it in the air obviously runs the risk of something bad happening. You know, keeping it on the ground is normally a little bit of the safer bet, but unfortunately, you know, we took a loss right there and backed ourselves up a little bit.
Is there anything consistent in a lot of the losses you've had that are close this year?
Yeah.
Is there anything consistent you can see in execution or management-wise why it's not going away in those moments?
We just haven't. We haven't made enough plays at the end. You know, we have plays. We got, you know, it's not always bad calls either. You know, sometimes we have good calls on and we just don't execute and get it done. You know, like I said, if we execute a little better, you know, on a few plays, we probably have 14 more points there at the end, you know. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. You got to make them when it counts.
You almost feel like that, you know, it's almost like a Murphy's Law kind of thing. You guys hit the big plays today. I mean, it seemed like you had big plays all over the field. And then the little plays that you guys couldn't connect on really seemed to be what decided the game.
For sure. I mean, it's always kind of like that, you know. A lot of plays that kind of get under a rug normally tend to be the ones that come back to bite you in the end, whether that's win or lose. So you just got to find a way to make more of these this last week and finish strong.
Do you feel like we should have won this game?
Yeah, I do think we should have won the game, but fortunately we didn't.
Pretty rare when you get an 8-yard touchdown and a 4-yard
punt return. Yeah. I'm sure the statistics would lean in your favor normally.
Can you talk about the touchdown catch that you had? It looked like from the top that you recognized the ball and where you need to adjust, and the defender just didn't do that.
Yeah, I was running for a minute there. I mean, Tyrod must have, you know, threw his whole shoulder out to get it there. I mean, he launched it at least 60-something yards, a bomb of a throw. Back-to-back weeks, he's done that for me now. So, shout out to him for that. But great ball by him. And, you know, obviously once I saw it in the sky, you know, I went and ran it down.
You know, we talked a lot about your body control on last week's touchdown. Today, it seemed like just being able to track the ball and the awareness in that situation, because it seemed like that's what got you the separation at the top of the route. Is that how it played out?
Yeah, for sure. As well as the ball being out in front of me helps me to separate from the DB as well. So, you know, the throw along with, you know, God-given speed, thanks, Mom and Dad, helped me out on that one.